This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly Vice Chair Urmila Arial takes oath of office and assumes office today. Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation urges local governments to classify land as soon as possible. And World Health Organization warns death toll in Turkey's earthquake could increase eightfold. Now, the news in detail. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly elected National Assembly Vice Chair Urmila Arial. At a program held at the office of the President today, Chair Timal Sinha administered the oath of office and secrecy to Vice Chair Arial in presence of President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghemire, heads and representatives of the constitutional bodies, leaders of different political parties and media persons were present on the occasion. Arial was elected to the post of National Assembly Vice Chair yesterday. Vice Chair Arial assumed the office today itself. Assuming office at the Federal Parliament Secretariat Chingadarbar, Vice Chair Arial signed the first decision to interact with the Federal Parliament regarding making the parliamentary role effective for women members. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Narayan Kaji Shrestha has said that the current government's policy is to accelerate development so that people can experience it. In an interaction program held today at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said that he wants to work in a way that brings a change in people's life through the development of physical infrastructure in accordance with the government's policy. He said that it is necessary to accelerate economic prosperity and development so that people can experience the changes and achievements themselves. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha also asked to point out the shortcomings in improving the work being done by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport. The program was attended by heads of departments of the ministries, heads of subordinate departments and others. The Info Developers CAN Infotech 2023 has begun at Bhrikuti Mandap Exhibition Hall. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, inaugurated the exhibition today. The exhibition is being presented in more than 200 stalls by hardware and software companies, internet service providers, mobile and mobile accessory sellers, as well as those involved in various genres of information and technology sector. Computer Association of Nepal, CAN Federation, informed the exhibition has been organized with the objective of providing information about various products and services in the field of information and communication technology. The exhibition will continue until February 12th. The CAN Infotech also includes programs such as branding, various ICT goods and services, product launching and IT career counseling for students. The exhibition also prioritizes Nepali innovation, talent and startups in the field of ICT and is expected to draw around 350,000 visitors. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation has suggested local governments for the classification of land at the earliest possible time. The ministry made such appeal to the local governments as sales and rights ownership of land have not taken place for lack of land classification. Ministry's Secretary Dr. Damodar Regni said that plant development would be expedited and citizens' challenges would be resolved soon after the land classification. The land revenue offices and survey offices have been cooperating with the local governments through technical expertise and other assistance. The ministry is of the view that the development of physical infrastructure has suffered while the road networks are mismanaged and the cultivable lands are shrinking for delayed land classification. A meeting of the Gandaki Province Assembly is taking place today. The Province Assembly Secretariat said that today's meeting of the Province Assembly is scheduled to hold discussions on a bill tabled to amend the Appropriation Act 2079 Bikram Sambat. Minister for Economic Affairs Sita Kumar Sundas tabled the bill in the Province Assembly on Friday. The bill is scheduled to pass from today's meeting. a 14-year-old girl died in a fire that occurred at Chandannath Municipality 1 in Jumla District last night. District Police Office Jumla said Bandana Bhandari, the daughter of Lok Bahadur Bhandari of Tinke of Chandannath Municipality, died in the fire. The fire was doused with the help of fire brigade, security personnel and local residents. Police stated that the further investigations into the incident are initiated. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 4,890 deaths have now been confirmed in Turkey and Syria after a powerful magnitude 7.8 earthquake rocked the region early yesterday. An official with the country's disaster management agency said in a televised briefing, Turkey's death toll rose to at least 3,381 as of around 10 a.m. local time today. At least 20,426 injured have also been reported. In Syria, officials say the death toll has risen to 1,509 across areas controlled by the government and by the opposition. At least 3,548 people have also been reported injured in Syria. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a 7 days of national mourning, and Syria has appealed to the United Nations for help following devastating earthquakes. Freezing winter weather conditions and snowfall in the devastated region have added to the plight of many thousands of people left injured and homeless by the earthquake. Downed buildings and destroyed roads have hampered efforts to find survivors and get crucial aid into affected areas. Turkey lies in one of the world's most active earthquake zones. This earthquake was powerful enough to be felt as far away as Cyprus, Lebanon, and Israel. North Korea has said it will expand and intensify military drills to ensure its armed forces are prepared for any war. The decision came at a meeting of the Central Military Commission of the ruling Workers' Party yesterday that was chaired by leader Kim Jong-un. The commission's meeting took place with North Korea widely expected to stage a military parade tomorrow to mark the founding anniversary of its armed forces and showcase the latest hardware from its growing nuclear weapons and missile programs. North Korea celebrates the 75th anniversary of the founding of its armed forces on February 8 and the day of signing star on February 16. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karali Province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karali Province tonight. At present, there is a general influence of westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 21.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly Vice Chair Urmila Arial takes oath of office and assumes office today. Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation urges local governments to classify land as soon as possible. And World Health Organization warns death toll in Turkey's earthquake could increase eightfold. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.